The kick is up. It has the distance. And it's good! The Texans beat Green Bay at Lambeau Field.
Hello, and welcome to the HoustonTexans.com podcast.
Thanks, Mark. Today, Nick Scherfield of HoustonTexans.com sat down with Vic Carucci to get his thoughts on training camp and the Texans organization.
Vic, thanks for joining us today.
My pleasure, Nick.
Vic, I just wanted to ask you, you've been here now at camp. This is your second day here. You were here with Bill Brand yesterday doing a broadcast for Sirius. What do you think about the facilities here at Reliance Stadium and the way that training camp is run?
Well, I think it's very impressive. This is the right way to do it. Beautifully manicured fields. They look to be holding up very well. Of course, the weather's cooperated. It's been so dry down here, but obviously somebody's irrigating these fields because they're in great shape. And having it so close with, having it as part of this whole footprint, if you will, of Reliant is wonderful, too. The fans have great vantage point in the bleachers. It's a convenient facility. It's a very professional, first-class operation all the way.
Let's talk about the team on the field a little bit. What are some of the things that stood out to you in your 2 days here?
You know, I think the first thing that jumps out at you is what this team looked to upgrade, and that was the speed of its defense. And you can see how the additions of guys like Brian Cushing, Connor Barwin, Antonio Smith, and others have really made this a faster, more aggressive defense. And you can see that the whole idea behind the changes that were made were to obviously bring better athletes in here, and talking to Rick Smith about this, that was made clear to be attacking, to take chances, to make big plays. And the other thing is simplification. You know, you're going to do those things. You don't want to burden people with too many things to worry about, think about. And I think that was a problem with the previous defense. And the other thing that's noticeable is the teaching is I think far more intense and reinforced. I got the feeling from talking to several players and some of the coaches that, again, previously that wasn't emphasized enough. I think there was assumptions that players knew a lot of things, especially on the defensive side, that they didn't necessarily know. So there's a lot of teaching going on in this camp, maybe more than before. And as Gary Kubiak was pointing out, having the hitting in the morning, or the thud, as they call it, in the morning, and then the walkthrough in the bubble over here in the afternoon, a lot of that teaching is done in that bubble to correct the mistakes in the morning.
You mentioned the defense. You know, the defense hasn't been that successful in the past, and like you said, that's one of the things that was the key for the Texans upgrade this year. But you look out there, you see the number one picks and the other guys I've had. There's a lot of talent on this defense.
I think there's a lot of talent. And overall, you know, that would be my general impression, is that I look at this Texan team and, you know, they were once a club that nobody wanted to play for, right? I mean, you got other teams' cast-offs. Now, I think they're a team that has players that other teams covet, and I think that's a big, big change as to what this team is all about. So there is more talent. There definitely is a buying into the idea that the playoff drought that has been as long as this franchise has been around since 2002. It has got to end. It's not just because this is what the fans demand, but I think certainly it starts with Bob McNair and his attitude toward it. This is what he got in it for. But the players too. When you get players who believe that they're good enough to be elsewhere, the only reason they think about elsewhere, certainly money's a big part of that, but they think about elsewhere to win championships or be a part of something good, be a part of a playoff team. They want to do that here, and they demand to do that here.
There's a lot of optimism about the playoffs this offseason in Houston. Players, coaches, fans, you talked about it. What's sort of the national pulse? You cover the NFL, you know, all the teams around the country. Are the Texans in that conversation? Do they have that capability to make the playoffs?
Oh, they're definitely in that conversation. You mentioned Gil Brandt and I did a show here on Sunday, from here on Sunday, on Sirius NFL Radio. And, you know, Gil has made no bones, and I know he's also told this to other members of the media, that the Texans are his pick to win the AFC South. I'm not quite there. I don't quite see that as a flat down, you know, hands down thing. However, I certainly see that division as competitive, and I certainly believe the Texans are going to have something to say about who wins that division. I think they're good enough to be in the conversation.
There are a lot of comparisons being made in the media, both here and nationally. The with the Texans and the Cardinals last year, 8-18, that went to the Super Bowl. Texans were 8-8 last year. What do you think about those comparisons?
Well, those comparisons are okay. The Cardinals did an extraordinary thing by going from 8-8 to the Super Bowl. They had the advantage of playing in the NFC West. Let's not kid ourselves about that. And I think the AFC South, at least on paper, looks like a far more competitive, more difficult proposition when you think about teams like the Colts, like the Titans, and you know, who knows with the Jaguars. They improved their offensive line. They've got high hopes there, and they were a pretty good team in 07, and they flopped last year, but they could be right back in it. So, you know, the NFC West, allowed 8-8 to be good enough to let the Cardinals, A, win the division, and then it was up to the Cardinals to do what they did in the postseason. But I don't think you count on that. I think you count on, as I've heard several players tell me since I've been here in Houston, win your division. Be good enough to do that. Is that 10 victories? Is that 11 wins? It's going to take, you know, probably more than 8 to do that.
Well, something new in Houston this offseason has been contract disputes. You know, it's a young franchise, haven't had a lot. You know, you had Owen Daniels and Miko Ryan's situations earlier. They're here. Dante Robinson, first franchise player in team history, is not reported. Is that something you see a lot around the league, and should that be a concern? Does that concern you as an outside observer?
No, it doesn't concern me, because it's sort of like the way it is in football business. And it's a sign of where this team is. I think when you're talking about, as I said earlier, about players who see themselves as being good and the team defines them as being good, and by good I mean good enough for other any other club in the league besides the Texans, they're going to want to be paid at a standard for the market for their position. They're going to see, a DeMeco Ryans is going to see, hey, look, I'm a top linebacker in this league, and I want to be paid like a top linebacker. Owen Daniels, I'm a top tight end. I want to be paid like a top tight end. And then Dante Robinson sees himself as one of the best corners, although I think his situation is probably isn't as easy to figure out, because from what I understand, what they're offering him is would put him financially very near the top of the league at corner. That's a lot of cash, and I don't get why he hasn't accepted that, but that's his thing, whatever he's decided to do. It has given his absence, though, the plus side has given a lot of the younger cornerbacks a better chance to get out here and get repetition.
Check back tomorrow for the latest Texans news straight from Reliant Stadium. Before we go, I'd like to remind you the Houston Texans official 2009 yearbook is now on sale. Thanks again for joining us. I'm Christina Gonzalez, and I'm a Texan. Football.